Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line from Northwest Golf, guys, Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Professional. He won the professional flight in the Callaway Invitational earlier this week, one of the pro-ams that is put on by the PGA Northwest section. But he is a local player as well, went to Westview High School, an outstanding high school golfer there, then went on to a great collegiate career, but now is back. And we've known Travis and the Northwest Golf guys for a number of years, but now an associate professional. Yes, Northwest Golf Guys actually has its own club, its own membership with PGA Professionals and now the Sim House. But good morning, Hunter. First of all, congratulations there on the win. Nice little paycheck there. Three under, a 139 total out at Arrowhead Golf Club, holding off guys like Ross Kukula and Tim Frawley, who have been guests on the show. So congratulations on that, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it was a tough event and had a great time and very excited to be on the show with you guys.
Well, yeah, and talk about your journey. I mean, you kind of got introduced as a youngster, but 12 years old, and for some people that end up getting into golf as a profession, that seemingly a little late. You played, as most kids did growing up in Oregon, soccer and club soccer. What was it about golf, being introduced to it and finding success early on, that just you gravitated to the sport and decided to make it your career?
Well, the funniest part about that is when I first started looking at golf, it was really to escape playing baseball. I started out playing baseball when I was little and wanted to get away from the sport. Took a couple too many black eyes and said, you know what, like too many baseballs getting hit or something like that. I was like, I'm just going to get hurt later on. But what's something that I can do and look long term, play long term? And even with like soccer, I took too many injuries when I was playing. And so I looked at a sport like golf and said, you know what, it's fun. It's different. You know, Tiger being the pinnacle of golf, it was like, you know, how can you not be interested in this game, the sport and what it has to offer? And especially when you're, you know, going up the ranks kind of thing with junior golf, going into high school and college, like it was very easy to just pull me in and suck me into the game and just get me interested.
Well, and certainly played well enough. You earned a scholarship, Dominican College. And I got to say, look, I'm an aficionado of small colleges and stuff. I had never heard of Dominican College. How did you find them, or how did they find you?
A good old trip to Las Vegas. We had there was an AJGA event in Las Vegas, and conveniently, my coach over there, Keith Prokop, he visited the tournament. It was a tournament for unsigned seniors in college, and I got a late start looking for colleges. You know, I knew I was good enough to play. It was just where was the question. And met up in Las Vegas, took a turn, and was super interested in the college. So I actually flew out to New York for a visit, and wasn't the perfect visit because I think it was about 0 degrees when I actually went and did the tour. But you know what, the team was great, the college experience was great, and you know, the big claim to fame for college was we walked in as four freshmen, and our sophomore year, we turned around and made it to a national championship.
Yeah, 2017, and actually, the bad weather is probably the best time to go, because if you have a good time and the weather stinks, then you know you're going to have a good time when it's all good. Hunter Westcott is our guest, PGA Associate Professional. So you go, you set school records there, you go to a national championship. Did you harbor dreams of, hey, maybe I might be able to make it as a professional player? Did you try to go the mini tour route at some point? Or did you find out pretty quickly the difference between where you were at and where you had to get to?
Yeah, I think, you know, from an earlier age, once I got into golf, once I stopped the baseball side of things, I switched over to wanting to be a golfer. My big dream, like most kids probably, was, hey, I want to be a pro athlete, whatever the sport is. I just want to be a professional at something. But with golf, it was nice just because I started to develop very quickly in the game and figure it out a lot quicker than I expected. And so, I have the aspirations to hopefully try to make like a Korn Ferry or something one day, or, whether that's do some Monday qualifiers to try to get onto the Korn Ferry or something like that. But right now, I think I'm in a great position with Northwest Golf Guys, where it offers the opportunity to do the other side of golf, be able to teach people and show them and share with them what I've learned over my years of playing, as well as, like today we actually have a Northwest Golf Guys event out here at Spring Hill. So I'm over here at Spring Hill getting ready to run the event. But just offers me the opportunity to be around golf and develop my game at the same time playing in these section championships and Oregon chapter championships against some very talented golfers that have played on like a Canadian tour or a Korn Ferry tour as well.
Well, we see that, and obviously Michael Block is playing on a sponsor's exemption this week. Didn't make the cut at the RBC Canadian Open, but came back with a nice second round there. But now, and I think the thing, Northwest Golf Guys, I mean, we remember talking to Travis, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and he was just getting sort of this thing starting. And now, not only do you guys have tours that are going on in Portland, Seattle, and over in Central Oregon, but you are now able to get your PGA Associate Professional designation, and you guys have the Sim House as well, where you're able to give lessons. Talk a little bit about just how far you and Travis have developed this thing.
Yeah, so I've been with Travis for about a year and a half now. And, you know, Travis started this when this Northwest Golf Guys group started. It originally started just kind of as a course review article, nothing too tournament based that we are now. Like we kind of started transitioning that in the past, and Travis and Zach just turned this into this huge thing. We span the entire West Coast now. We go Seattle, Portland, Bend, our NorCal and SoCal groups. So we're spanning the entire West Coast now. And between memberships, like handicaps through the USGA and tournaments, I mean, we have a ton of members that, you know, wide variety of members too, not just the scratch side, but handicaps between, you know, 25s all the way down to a couple plus handicaps down there too. So we get a wide variety of players, and especially at the Sim House where we have two simulators, it offers me the opportunity to be able to help our players that go and play in our tournaments be able to come back to me and say, hey, this is what happened at the tournament. This is what I need to work on. And then I can sit down with them and we can start to develop a new game plan of what we need to do to help them succeed in their next event with us.
Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Professional with Northwest Golf Guys here with us. You can find out more at the Sim House, simhouse.com. And you can get information if you're looking for some lessons, some help. What's the strength of your game? They're the only player under par at the event at 3 under out at Arrowhead, which is not an easy track. Where is your game at? What's the strength of your game?
I take a lot of pride in my driving and my putting. especially with the putter, you know, I think it doesn't get talked about enough how difficult putting can be. And just the ability to read lines and see lines, I feel like I try to look outside the box sometimes when reading putts or, you know, looking at some difficulty out on the course. Same thing off the tee. You know, I like to really shape a ball around corners or dog legs. And I think it's a very fun ability to be able to do that. And I take pride in being able to do that with my game.
Well, as somebody that struggles on the greens, I struggle with pace and judging speed. If I were to come to you, where would you want to start with somebody to try to get a handle on adjusting and getting the grasp of a speed of a green?
Speed of the green is a unique one, especially when you're going from course to course or different areas. You know, like today you're at Forest Hills, but then if you go to like a Langdon Farms the next day, the green speeds can be different. So sometimes it's tough to adjust. I would definitely say, you know, setting up about, you know, start at 6 feet and start to work backwards slowly. But I would start at 6 feet, then move 3 feet back, then move 3 feet back from there, and roll three putts from, you know, set some tees in the ground, but roll three putts from each of these spots and go back till you're, you know, back 20, 30 feet and start to realize the length of the putting stroke you're taking. You know, one thing that amateurs do a lot is they accelerate their putter into the golf ball. And what happens is it causes speed fluxation. So you're basically going to hit one putt that's going to roll about to the cup, and then the next one you hit, you'll maybe accelerate a little too much and it'll go past the hole. So it's not decelling into the ball, but something I would look at is definitely, you know, are you kind of hitting a pop stroke or are you accelerating? That's what I would do, and just work from that like 20 foot range, just really working on like lagging the ball, dying it next to the cup, so you have an easy tap in versus a no, you know, like a 3 or 4 footer coming back.
There you go. Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Professional with Northwest Golf Guys. You can find out more about him and his teaching, thesimhouse.com. He's out at Spring Hill today, so don't hit him up today. He's running a Northwest Golf Guys tournament. But congratulations again on winning the professional side of the Callaway Invitational. Thanks so much for stopping by. And I know Dirt and Sprague are playing in Northwest Golf Guys events. And so hopefully we'll run into you here sometime soon. Hunter Westcott, thanks so much. Have a great time out at Spring Hill, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day out of Forest Hills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.